Welcome to Solo Biz Bites. This is Meredith Eisenberg. We're bringing you quick tidbits of marketing information to help you build a thriving solo business 5 days a week. For more information on Solo Biz Bites and to learn more about us, visit us at solobizhacker.com. So today I want to talk about your unique value proposition. So basically at its core, your UVP is the thing that makes your business you. That makes you unique, that makes people want to come and do business with you versus someone else. It's a really good thing to have spend some time really thinking about what this is so that you can use the information on your LinkedIn headline. You can use it at cocktail parties when people ask you what you do. There are all sorts of different uses for a very well-worded UVP. Today, we're going to talk about some of the mistakes that people make when crafting this very important statement. So first of all, it can be too wordy or have too much jargon. We provide cutting edge management consulting solutions to SMEs in the RVA. Well, nobody really knows what that is. And even if someone is a small to medium enterprise and you're thinking, well, my customers all know, you know, they all live in Richmond, Virginia, and they know that they're an SME, possibly, but somebody might be able to refer you based on seeing that UVP. So you want to make sure that whatever you say is said in a way that anyone can understand, even if it's not your most ideal client. It's people that can refer, can understand too. The second is just like a lens. You want it to be perfectly in focus. And so people go two ways with this. They either make their UVPs really too narrow. You know, I provide marketing services to women over 50 with Irish heritage that live in the Southwest. And so it gets really tiny and you end up with 15 possible people that you can market to. Or you end up with, I provide coaching to businesses who want to excel, which basically includes everybody. So you want to make sure that, you know, you're catching just the right niche. It's better to have a small niche that you can serve well, but of course, there have to be enough people in it to be able to have a viable business. Finally, your UVP is not unique. So the U in UVP stands for unique, and it kind of needs to be that way. So what makes you stand out from the competition? And so you need to check out the competition, see what they're offering, and see if you can twist it in a slightly different way from everybody else. So maybe you are offering services to a specific age range of people. Maybe you add marketing dashboards where other business coaches in your niche don't. Think of, you know, that one thing that sets you apart from the rest. Or you can be sending the wrong message. So the message of the UVP needs to resonate with your market. Otherwise, you'll drive them off. So for example, if you are targeting health coaches and life coaches, you probably aren't going to have a UVP that says, we help you crush the competition and grind them to bits through our aggressive marketing tactics, because all the people in your target audience are looking for collaborative and resonate and working together and you know, words that make sense to them. So make sure that your UVP actually resonates with your audience. And the way to do that is simply testing it. You know, when people ask you what you do, tell them, use the same statement each time and kind of keep track about how it's setting with people. And if it sets well, then keep it. And if it doesn't, then it's time to think about revising it. And that brings us to our final mistake that people make with their UVPs, which is that they set it and they forget it. So your unique value proposition will definitely change over time. And you might be able to use the same one for years, but, you know, trends, market conditions, and even what you want to provide to your customers is going to change over time. So you want to keep listening and keep making changes to your UVP as your desires and their desires and what the market needs changes. So I hope that that was helpful. And if you want more information about UVPs or just want a quick online marketing roadmap, go ahead and visit us at solobizhacker.com. And I will see you next time.